Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, my guest today says a word from the Lord can bring about change, new ideas, clarity, direction, and financial growth to your business. And joining me on today's show is Phil and Lauralee Colley. Now, Phil and Lauralee operate the Destiny Strategies Prophetic Ministry, prophecy for business to bring encouragement and strategies to God's people in business. And on today's show, they're going to share receiving personal communication from God to guide and direct us in our business, why God wants to bless His people, and there are biblical strategies to succeed, as well as business is a calling, ministry, and an anointing from God. Welcome to the show, Phil and Lauralee.
Hi, great to be with you.
I'm so glad and thrilled to have you both on the show. Phil, I've met you a couple of times. You may not remember me or if Lauralee's kind of maybe filled you in, but I met you a couple of times at Wiz Hone's, the Kingdom Business Summit. And then, of course, just a couple of months ago, we were introduced through one of our connections, Fiddler's Cruise. So it's an honor to have you on the show. I know you love the Lord and you're doing awesome, awesome work in your business too. One of the things that I love to do when I start the show off is just give the guests an opportunity to give a bit of a snapshot on what led them down the path to the business, to the work that they're now doing. Who wants to take the microphone, take the floor and give a bit of a snapshot?
Yeah, look, we've been involved in prophetic ministry for 20 years and you know, a number of years ago, we realised that there was almost like a hole in the fact that business people weren't necessarily being trained to hear God in their business. You know, we learn a lot of things from church, etc., but what about hearing God for your business? And so we decided to step out and add that to what we were doing, and we found that's really sort of taken off, and people are getting really blessed by receiving a word from God. Mm. About their business specifically.
Yeah, that's true. So we live in a place where we're able to encourage business people, and Phil's a business person as well as we run a ministry, but we love to encourage and empower Christian business people. And it's almost like there's been a misunderstanding in the body of Christ in a sense. It's like, you know, to serve God, you have to do certain things, but in actual fact, business is something that's very dear to on God's heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the way that you've shared that. And you know, through the various events such as the Kingdom, the Entrepreneurs and the Kingdom Business Summits and so forth, it really is about, building business but aligned with biblical principles. And when you dive into the different Bible stories, there's so much that we can glean and be guided in the decisions that we make and, actions that we take. And I know that I have certainly been blessed over the years that I've been going to that event as well, and as well as meeting other business owners too, because business itself, there's complexities. But then when we're doing business as Christian entrepreneurs, sometimes we come against, you know, paradigm challenges and so forth. Hang on a minute. Should I be doing this? Should I not be doing that? It's great to be able to network and be supported by like-minded people. Let's talk about receiving personal communication from God to guide and direct us in business. Who wants to share a little bit more about this?
Yeah, well, I believe that we're living in a time where it's so important that we understand and receive from God. And God wants to equip each and every one of us to be able to receive communication, to understand the way that He speaks to us, and that He wants to empower us and guide and lead us. And so some of us get confused at times. Does God want to bless me? Does God want to help me? And the answer is yes. And so we get the privilege of training people to hear God's voice and to simplify that and to be able to work through the different steps of how does God speak? How does God communicate with me?
Yeah. And one of the things that I've noticed in the Bible anyway, and I'm sure everyone else has, but most of the heroes, or what we would call the heroes of the Bible, Most of them were business people. Jacob got a word from God to stay in the land and received a hundredfold. You know, he got a personal word from God about his specific business. You know, Moses, he was trained in royalty, if you like, so he understood management and people and all sorts of other things. But he was out in the field, and then he gets a word from God through a burning bush, specific word for him. So, and then he becomes the government, if you like, over the children of Israel. And so all of these guys had a specific word from God for their business. Paul, in the New Testament, you know, he was quite the tourist, really. He would get a word from God and take off somewhere, jump on a boat, and away he'd go. And if he didn't have any work, he'd go and build tents or whatever he needed to do. And then, another word from God, I'm taking off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, most of these guys were business people or had specific words from God.
As you were saying earlier, and I so believe this to be true, I mean, so often what we assume as is ministry is in the church, and there's, you know, wonderful opportunities to serve. We're not saying that, you know, don't serve. But then there's other people who are gifted in the area of business. You know, they can come up with some great ideas. They're gifted in various strengths to develop products and offer services. And, you know, the mission field can involve business as well. Which I love. And so this is an area that I know that you really love to support those businesses. When you're talking about, you know, hearing a word from God, because, you know, sometimes I'm sure you may hear, yeah, but, you know, I don't really hear in anything. I mean, God speaks to us in so many different ways. The question rather is, are we listening? Are we, you know, developing a discerning ear? What would you say to someone who feels a bit blocked in that area?
I think we're looking for this big you know, aha moment or this big, you know, cloud in the sky, so to speak, it's sometimes when we're wanting to hear from God. But in actual fact, we call it like a spontaneous thought. When we ask God questions, we trust the spontaneous thought. The problem with the spontaneous thought, it comes into our own thoughts. So it feels like, oh, is that me or is it God? And I think that's the most common question. Is that me or is it God? So we want to learn to be aware of the spontaneous thought, and it comes in different ways. Some people receive communication by pictures, and they have many variations in the way of, you know, they can be moving pictures or black and white or cartoons, or they, you know, there are single picture shots, and there's many different ways of receiving from God. People hear what God is saying. So when we say, you know, look and see or hear what God's saying, it has different variations for each and every person.
Yeah. And so, you know, oftentimes we heard a pastor will get up and say, look, God spoke to me last night when I was praying, and he said this, and they're so confident that what God has said, but they've also practiced over a long period of time to recognize the voice of God. And so a lot of people think, oh, God never speaks to me like that. As Laurie said, oh, every now and then I get this thought, there could be God, but I'm not sure, or I get this picture. And so it's learning to practice recognizing that God is speaking to us and trusting that, stepping out on that. And so as we do that, in our daily walk, in our business, in our environment, whatever it is, if we just practice, we'll find that will more easily recognize the voice of God.
Because there's a scripture that says in Hebrews 5:14 that we're meant to practice our spiritual senses. And we haven't necessarily understood that. We're used to practicing sport or music or other things. But in actual fact, Hebrews 5:14 talks about that we are to practice that by reason of use, we develop our spiritual discernment.
Yeah. And of course, we've got the Bible. And I've reached for my notes because, you know, I wrote some, let's see if I could find it the other day. But of course, you know, sometimes we can read various Bible verses and we can read it for the 100th time, and then the 101st time, all of a sudden it has real meaning, you know, where the Holy Spirit brings that message to us. So obviously what we're not saying is that whatever we're told goes against the word, which we know is the word of truth in the Bible, but it certainly can support us by going to that. You know, is it written? Is it confirmed within that? What's one of the things that I often find too is that things can happen in threes, and sometimes really quick. Someone will say a word, and then all of a sudden I'll see something, and just some of these things can really just highlight something that's quite powerful. Is that something that you find too, or is it?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah, God often speaks to us like that, and sometimes we're looking for a specific answer sometimes. And it's like, as you said, you read the Bible and this verse jumps out at you. Now, it's been there all the time. But because we're now looking for something specific, God is speaking to us through his word. And then someone else you meet next door or whatever, they say exactly the same thing. And then you meet someone else and you think exactly the same thing comes from them. And you think, I wonder if God's trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
But we learn to recognize that over a period of time.
Yeah, we have to start recognizing it. Then I'm sure you've heard that that story that goes, you know, that someone was sitting on a roof and it was starting to flood and the waters were coming higher and said, no, no, you know, and a plane came by, you know, God will save me. And then a boat came by and then someone else came by and he died and went to him, why didn't you save me, Lord? And he said, well, I sent a, you know, a canoe, a boat and a helicopter. And sometimes we just don't see or recognize it. Hang on a minute. You know, yeah. Do you find that sometimes we're just blind to it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's part of the recognizing, you know, that God uses a lot of natural things as well to bring answers. And especially in business, I run a business as well. And you know, if we do the natural things and then expect God to highlight things or, you know, bring out things, and it could be from someone else that, you know, that's not necessarily a good thing, or we want to do it this way, that you realize after the event often that, oh, God guided me there, but we want to learn to recognize that along the way.
Yes.
And so that we're, you know, it is good to get confirmation. That's great. And a lot of the prophetic words that we give to business people is a lot of confirmation, but there's a lot of other things in there as well.
One of the things that I often, and I can, I relate and resonate with everything that I say. So everything that I say, I've experienced. So just saying that. And sometimes we go, well, I'm praying about it and I'm just sitting and waiting. And sometimes there are sitting and waiting periods. But other times there is also, we need to pray and believe and then take action, because sometimes it's in the taking of action that we can recognize, well, hang on a minute, actually, if I tweak it this way, if I go that way. And so it's finding that balance, isn't there? I mean, I wish that there would just be a hand with a notepad and all of the steps down, but it often doesn't work that way. But sometimes there's action that we need to take too, yes?
Always takes an element of faith. And Hebrews 11:6 talks about it's impossible to please God without faith. So there's always, God loves us to be in faith, and that's where we find him. And so he does lead and guide, but it's almost like we have to step out and trust what God's saying. But he loves to flood around us and give us the confirmation that we need. And like you say, I love what you're saying about that. It has to line up. Whatever God says to us always lines up with the word of God, and God brings that clarity. I believe that if we, you know, if we sort of lean in to trust the idea, I think sometimes people don't necessarily doubt the fact that God can speak. I think we sometimes doubt the fact that God wants to speak to me, or that I can actually hear from God.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes too, I mean, if I look back at my own life, you know, there may also be shaping of character. You know, we know that we need to seek him first. We need to delight in him first, so he will, you know, give us the desires of our heart. And, you know, that shaping of the character, like, you know, when you pray for patience, there's going to be a lot of waiting, isn't there? I mean, that's when you grow your patience muscle. So, here's why, you know, I love doing this show and getting people to share their testimony. And it's because sometimes in the waiting periods, when we give up because we think, oh, and it's like, don't, because what's happening now is the shaping of the character that you need for the next season of your life, you know, and trust. I'd love you to share if you've got any insights into that, because it's in the waiting that we often get discouraged, disappointed, disillusioned.
Look, you know, we read the Bible and we see that Abraham was told to get out of his own country, and he did. He left. That was the first step for him. So he was just obedient to that one word. And then once he'd gone a certain distance, God said, well, you've actually gone the wrong way. I want you to go this way. But if he hadn't taken that first step, as you said, if he didn't take that action, he'd probably be still sitting there in that same country and nothing would have changed. So sometimes we do take an action and we think, this is not working. You know, it's not, I thought God said to do this and now it's all going pear-shaped. But sometimes we just need to redirect what God has said and to get to the right results. And as we know, Abraham became very wealthy, But it started with that one action. And it's the same with us. You know, sometimes God says something, we think, oh, that's only a small thing. I won't worry about that. But I'll do that next week, or the one after, or next year. And because you haven't taken that first little step, the rest is irrelevant. And so we've got to learn to be able to take that first step. And, you know, whatever that business is, you know, just take that first step.
Yeah, I was just speaking to a couple of guests ago, because today is the day that I do all of the podcast interviews. And what I loved about what he said, which just aligns beautifully with what you said, Phil, was that, you know, there was a situation that he went through and it was very unexpected. It was almost, he was almost like a crisis of character going through that identity. Yet he trusted, and there was, ups and downs and so forth. But where he is now, the promises and just, you know, what he's achieving, he's so blessed. He said, and if I had not taken the step and gone through that journey, I would never have ended up where I am today. And sometimes it is like that, isn't it? There is unknown, uncertainty and so forth, but we can trust that God has our own breath. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So that's really true too. You were going to say something. Before you do, Laura-Lee, just Sharon is here. Love this truth. So thank you, Sharon. Glad you're enjoying the show. You were going to say something before, Laura-Lee.
I believe that, you know, God is constantly showing us his ways, and he has ways of doing things. And so, and like you say, it builds God in us. And as we trust that more and more, I think part of the process is that we learn to trust more and more. We trust God in us, and we trust that we are able to walk with God. And the fact is that God wants to, we trust the fact that God actually wants to bless us and encourage and empower us. And like you say, we live in very uncertain times. We live in certain circumstances at the moment. But as God's people, I believe that there is empowerment going on like never before, and especially for business people, that we would shine, that we would come into a place of victory. And so we found that we've been in this space a bit more, been busier than ever, actually, to bring encouragement and empowerment, especially to business people and God's people as well, that we're living from a different place now.
Yeah, and I think one of the problems, as you just mentioned there, Anne-Marie, is that we hear from God, but now we've heard from God, let's act on that immediately. And so at times it's not how it works. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it isn't. Sometimes God is telling us something, but it's not for right now. It's so we'll prepare for that time. And so we're caught in this tension between living in what God has promised us. So do I get on and do that immediately, or do I do what I'm doing today and work my way to what God is saying? And so there's this tension. We're sort of living in two places at once. We're in this faith place, but we're also in the natural now time. Yeah. And so this tension can often weigh on us, and there's this almost inaction because we're not sure which one should I be doing. Mm. And so we've got to be careful not to get stuck in that environment. If God has given us something, then let's plan for that. Mm. And I've noticed that on a number of prophecies we have for people, that God has given them a clear word, they know that, but the timing is not quite there. And so they're living in this tension because, you know, there's deadlines. You don't get it, God, there's deadlines. Yeah, but I'm not worried about the deadline. I'm worried about where we're going.
Yes.
And so we've got to learn to live in that tension, and that's not an easy place.
No, it's not. And you know, you think back to some of the Bible stories we know and love. We think of Joseph. I mean, what he went through, you know, from his life right through to, you know, to this, being thrown in a pit by his brothers, and then fast forward, and then he's overseeing, you know, Egypt. Yeah. And then King David, I mean, he didn't start off as King David. There was a lot of time period in between. And we read it as a couple of lines, you know. And so when we have that in our own life, that waiting period can be difficult. Let's talk about, we've already touched on it, but I want to talk about it a little bit deeper. God wants to bless his children. There are biblical strategies to succeed. What are some of the biblical strategies that you'd like to share some insights today for those who are watching and listening?
There's an awareness at the moment of, like we've just said, there's one picture, so to speak, of our circumstances, but there's always this bigger picture that God has for each and every one of us and strategies. And I believe there's lots of words of wisdom that God imparts into his people. And like you say, along the way, along that journey, that wisdom gets outworked in our lives. We see that God is causing us to see it from a completely different perspective more than ever before.
Yeah, I think some of the strategies that God has for us, that one of the main ones is obedience. Mm. You know, God has said this, but am I going to obey that? But, you know, it could be uncomfortable, God. You don't sort of get it. I'm happy here in my little box. But God is asking us to step out of our box and do things that we haven't done before, do them in a way we haven't done it before. And so obedience is very important. And also, you know, that trust in God and having faith in what he said. You know, God has said this and we may know that we know that we know that that's what God has said, but we've still got to step out in faith and act on it. As we talked about a moment ago, we've got to act, you know, obedience and activating what God has said is very important. And sometimes that, as Laurie said, there's wisdom that comes around that. You know, do I have all the skills needed to do what God is saying? Well, if God is saying that, you probably don't. But there's a process that we can work through to get there, and it could be doing some study. It could be just stepping out in faith. It could be just, you know, getting around the right people. Whatever it is that we need to do, there's an action there that needs to be taken. Mm-hmm. So it's stepping out in faith is very key. And as we talked about our heroes in the Bible, all of those guys had to do something that God had told them. They had to step out of their comfort zone. You know, Noah's building an ark for 120 years and all these guys are having a go at him till it started raining.
Yes. Then it changed, didn't it? It absolutely changed. And that's what's really important too, to recognise, is that, you know, who are we going to as far as, you know, the mentorship? Yes, there are people who can teach us various skills, as you said, Phil. There are various skills and knowledge and understanding we need to run business. But then, you know, at the core of our business, you know, we think about, well, what really is the motive? Is it for our own success or is it to the glory of God? Because he's given us, blessed us with the strengths and gifts, the giftings, to be able to be of service to others, excellence in our work and integrity, of course, as well. And, you know, sometimes the Lord will say something and you think, really? But no one else is doing it like that. I mean, how many other people did you see were building an ark back then? And yet, you know, and so in those instances, as you said, even to you, Lorelei, you have to step out in faith that if you know that this is a word of God, you need to move because something's coming, something's moving, yes?
Yeah. God, I believe God wants to bless us where we're at, but there's always a growth going on. And I feel like that we want to be aware of what God is building in us and for us. And I'm reminded of, I think, Romans 12 too, that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. So sometimes we can get stuck in our thought processes or our belief systems. Do I actually believe what God is saying about me? Do I believe that, you know, am I actually agreeing with what God's saying about me? Because sometimes we can do the yay, amen, hallelujah, yeah, go for it. But in our inner workings, we're actually really not agreeing with what God's saying. So we want to be aware of that strategy. What is God building in me? What does he have for me to walk in? And where am I at as far as believing that I can do what God's saying?
It's building those things in us. Who do we have to become to do what God has asked us to do?
And, you know, when you're talking about, you know, who do I have to become, this is where it's so important to renew our minds because, you know, I know we have an enemy and it says, you know, we're fighting an enemy we can't see. And so disappointment, discouragement. I know in businesses often we can look at others and be, you know, envious. Well, this person's able to speak on stage and do all of these things. But, you know, you've been gifted in another area that they often look at. Well, I wish, you know, I could do that. And so do you think that sometimes we don't recognize the things that we can do well because it does come to us so naturally and therefore we just don't see it as being a blessing and really what we can leverage? It's really a unique aspect of who we've been created to be. Do we miss that sometimes?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
totally.
Definitely. Yeah. I think we do. We always see the good things that are happening to everybody else. But they don't tell you about all the tough times they went through to get there. And I think, you know, as real people, we should be sharing some of those things, not not that we want to get people depressed, but realize that there is a journey. You've got to persist. You've got to, you know, do the things that need to be done to get you to the place you've got to get to. And a lot of that will never be seen or never be spoken about. And I think, you know, it's like David in the Bible, you know, he was anointed as king, as you said before, but, well, 13, 17 years later, he actually did become king. But in that process, you know, he got a band of guys around him that would have just dragged you down to the earth, you know. Because they're all in debt, desperate, depressed, not the guys you want to hang around that are going to build you to be a king. But that was the very people. Recognizing that whatever's happening in my life is actually supposed to help me. So how do I work with what I've got around me to become a better person, to become that person that God said I can be, and persist at it?
And I was speaking to one of the guests today, and I'm sure you've heard of this example before. It's like, you know, the crushing of the grapes to make wine. There has to be a crushing there. But, you know, what comes out the end of it is beautiful. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been speaking and I get such a privilege and honour to be able to interview people, and it's interesting, particularly on this show, because sometimes I'm able to see the different connections. I mean, just more recently, I've spoken to people who have 5 years ago been through bankruptcy, business failures. I'm one of those myself. Worst thing that ever happened to me. But now 5 years on, things are starting to shift. Things are starting to move. And, you know, in that period, there was a lot of, you know, stripping back, a lot of that character building. Now that we've come, one of my guests was saying even today, now that we've come through that, you know, it at the time it was difficult, but now we can see how important it was, because we wouldn't have had the insight, the knowledge, the maturity to now move forward had it not been for the crushing of the grapes, so to speak.
That's true.
What would you say to someone who's going through a crushing of the grapes experience now? I mean, you just said so beautifully before, Phil, and then I'll open the floor again, you know, is to often remind yourself of this is just a stage. And, you know, there are promises, and there is, you know, if you have faith and trust and just walk through. Let's do some more insights and sharing, because it is a difficult time for many businesses around the world.
It has been tough. And I think, you know, we just need to, I was going to say, enjoy that process. and in some ways, it's, I think, just recognizing what's happening is part of that process. If we can recognize that, you know, whatever's going on, God is in control anyway. Yeah. So I just have to trust him here. And whatever happens, I'm still going to trust him. Like Job, you know, this guy, he was one of the wealthiest men in the world, and he lost everything, but he came back. He still trusted God, and he got it all back. And I think, not that we're there to get it all back, but I think we've got to come to that place in that crushing process that says, God, if this is all it is, I'm still hanging in there.
And, you know, aren't we in the Bible? It says, and I think it was Paul who was in prison, that says, no matter what situation I'm in, I'm going to praise you. You know, my mother, who was 100 last year, she didn't quite make 101, went through COVID, and it was just, you know, not being able to know what was going on and everything. And, you know, the days that you just thought, I just feel like crumbling in tears, but I thought, you know what, I'm not going to, because I'm just going to say thank you, Lord, because I know that no matter what happens, she's in your hands. And it's in those moments when we just feel like we've got no control that we can go, well, I might not have control, but you do, and I'm just going to say thank you and celebrate you. Sometimes that's, well, when I say sometimes, that's a really huge thing. I think we need to get to that stage, isn't it, that no matter what happens, we know it's all right, because guess what, it is.
And we want to, I guess in that season too, we want to renew our minds in who God is and what is his nature, because sometimes that causes confusion. Well, you know, God's letting me down, or God's not coming through. I've asked for this, but this is not happening, or this is broken, or this is, you know, failed. But in actual fact, if we can renew ourselves and our hearts, our minds in who God really is and his nature. If you know, sometimes it's you know, declaring the fact that Ephesians 3:20, that God wants to do exceedingly abundantly more than I could even ask or think. So we want to be able to find what the word of God and what God is saying to us personally in that process, and live from that position rather than the circumstantial position, so to speak, of that. Yeah. We're always talking about those two different areas of and the two different perspectives, and we want to lift ourselves up. And sometimes we actually need our friends or our mentors to you know, come alongside us and lift us up or give us a bit of a, you know.
Yeah. Come on, step up. So true. Sharon just said, well, you are the people to hang out with on the journey for sure. Thanks, Sharon. It is so true. You know, and sometimes, you know, when you say, you know, the character of the Lord and who he is, I mean, I don't think we realize sometimes we forget just how loving he is, how caring he is. And we are, you know, some of us are parents ourselves, or we're looking now. It does not mean when we do discipline our children that we love them any less, but it's in that discipline sometimes that we teach them a lesson so that later on in life that they can make better decisions as well. So I think, you know, often as adults who are looking after children or nurturing, mentoring, there is, there's still giftings and learnings even in that discipline, and that's what Father wants for us too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's always learnings, We never arrive.
And some learnings we need to go over and over again till finally we get it, we understand it. So, and that's a beautiful thing. We all experience that. So we're never on our own. We're not the only ones, you know, that are experiencing certain things.
We do feel alone sometimes, though, in that process, don't we? And that's all part of the characteristic of that and what the enemy would like us to think. He, you know, of course, what, you know, understanding the difference between God's nature and his voice and how does the enemy speak to us. And, of course, he brings discouragement and tells us we're alone and we've missed it and lost it. And so sometimes we need to go, no, stop. That, you know, that's actually a lie, and from God's perspective, that's a lie. It might be a circumstantial truth. But I'm choosing now to believe the fact that that circumstance or that discouragement or failure is actually a lie, and I'm going to pursue God in the midst of this to bring the greater outcome.
Yeah.
And for a lot of business people, I think, Emery, that's really key, because when you're in business and you're, you know, you've got competition, if you like, for the want of a better word out there, you know, who are you going to share things with? It's a lonely place. If you're running a company, who are you going to go and share all your problems with? Who can you talk to that can speak into your life that's not going to take advantage of it? And so we need to be able to find those people that can speak to us and build us up and you know, in a sense, drag us out of the doldrums.
Yeah.
Because we can do that ourselves, but sometimes we need help to do that as well. And so it's finding those right people that we can trust, that we can relate to, and often they're another business person because they've gone through the same things, or they know what you're going through, and they wanted someone at the same time when they were going through that. Who did they go to? Well, a lot of them just struggled on their own because they couldn't find someone, or they were very reluctant to share what was going on. Mm. So it can be a lonely place, and that does two things, I think. It helps us to realise that we do need help, and it also helps us to realise, hey, God, I have to rely on you a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. It's so important. And as you say, you know, we don't want to live isolate ourselves in an island, and we want to be mindful about who we surround ourselves with. And, you know, even the biblical stories, people did not really do things on their own. There was support. They lived more in communities, didn't they, where they all depended on each other for survival. To live, you know, you had the baker and then the chef and the candlestick maker. I can't remember, but you know what I mean. All the different areas of craft and skills to work together. So and it's important to be surrounded. Hey, I know you guys are going to come back. I think Laurel, I don't know if you're coming back, Phil, but you're more than welcome to on another couple of shows. One in, I think, in December, and one again in January, because you've just got some beautiful blessings to share with others. But for now, let's just share, for people who want to find out more about your work, more about the school and just the services and support that you have, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, we've got a Facebook page, Destiny Strategies, and our emails, info@destinystrategies.com.au, and our website, of course, is destinystrategies.com.au. And just feel free to connect. We'd love to hear from you all.
Like us on Facebook, shoot us an email, and as we said, we do a lot of business prophecy. So if that's something that may be of interest to you, shoot us an email and we'll contact you back.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, you've got the beautiful logo at the back there. Let's just have what move it across there. So that's what you look out for. Well, it's been so wonderful to connect with you today, and you know, to really to share your insights. One of the things that I do at the end of every show, on this particular show, is just to finish with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Right. Lovely.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity to hear a testimony from Phil and Laurelie, and speak about the important things when it comes to building a business, that glorifies you, that allows us to be the salt and the light in the community as we bring our expertise and our products to the marketplace. Father, as Phil and Lorelei were saying, it's not always easy to be in business, particularly if we're doing it alone and we're struggling alone. So, Father, we just want to pray for those who are listening or watching or the recording, that they will immerse themselves into a like-minded group of kingdom business owners, that they can find insight, support, and just really timely advice to support them, even though we are living and operating in very uncertain times and not certain of the future. But as Christians, we know that there is always certainty in you there, and we don't have to worry about the future because we know who holds our future. Father, I just want to blessing over Phil and Laurelie, the work that they're doing, the businesses that they're working with. Continue to bless them, Father, because we know that as they are blessed, they can continue to pay that forward. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming on the show. I know we've still got people listening and watching here too, so please connect with both Phil and Laurelie as well. And I know that you'll be back on the show as well. So look forward to connecting with you then too.